Pinkerton and his detectives proved to be effective at the cloak-and-dagger work of catching Confederate spies and uncovering plots against the U.S. government. But neither he nor the men and women in his force had the military training or experience needed to effectively collect and evaluate intelligence on an enemy army. They were amateurs at war. Throughout the conflict, his Secret Service acted like a detective agency working for a business client. The result? Practically every step in their collection and analysis of military intelligence was filled with error. Pinkerton never understood the perishability of tactical military intelligence. He sent out agents with vague instructions for reporting what they found. Much of their information arrived too late to be of use. Instead of sending back intelligence by courier and staying in place to collect more, his operatives made time-consuming trips to Washington to deliver their reports, endangering themselves with their frequent journeys. His detectives were accustomed to slowly working cases until they had enough evidence to arrest a suspect and bring him to trial. Military intelligence collection had to move more quickly. Even if he had been skilled in army matters, Pinkerton was stretched too thin. In addition to collecting military intelligence, he was swamped by 1862 with other duties, such as chasing Confederate spies in Washington, hunting for Union deserters, catching corrupt contractors, investigating murders, seizing contraband goods headed south, and protecting Lincoln. It resulted in him not doing any of the jobs well. On October 4, 1861, Pinkerton delivered his first of many estimates of Confederate troop strength. He always wrote them in the form of a letter, and they began with a flowery opening officers of the day commonly used, such as, "I have the honor to report." This estimate, Pinkerton told McClellan, was based on files from his spies roaming Virginia and the interrogations he and his men conducted of runaway slaves, rebel deserters, war prisoners, and refugees. All agree remarkably well on the general features of the calculations I herewith furnish, he boasted to try to sell his findings. Pinkerton claimed he was being conservative with his counts. "Generally speaking, the rebel force is estimated much higher than my figures indicate," he asserted, which was not the case. He had seriously overestimated Confederate numbers, although not nearly as much as McClellan had. The detective reported that the Confederate forces under Johnston and Beauregard totaled 98,400 men, more than double their true number then of about 45,000. He had counts for the rest of Virginia as well, estimating that 11,000 rebel soldiers were deployed in the western part of the state, 6,800 were garrisoned in Richmond, and Norfolk and Portsmouth had 10,400, for a total of 126,600.